Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Hilarious. It's got to be the Joe Biden soundbite of his presidency so far. Nobody F's with a Biden. Actually, a lot of people F with the Biden, including the Saudis yesterday, who after saying they were going to cut 1 million barrels of production, after gave him the double-barreled middle finger and said, you know what? We're going to cut 2 million barrels of production just to stick it to you. Folks, listen, I'm Team America all the way. But let's not pretend this stuff isn't happening because this guy's weak leadership. I got a loaded show for you today. You tired of big tech and government spying on you online? Me too. It's why I use a VPN. I use one from ExpressVPN. You should too. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino today. Don't wait. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. I've got that. Joe Biden telling stories again. This time, like, his house almost burned down and there's something. He's dramatizing that. And then a harbinger of what may to come on the economy. A listener sent this article in and it's like a tick under my skin. I've been thinking about it all night. Something I warned you about the economy. Loaded show for you today. Today's show brought to you by Relief Band. This is the new Relief Band Sport. This is my actual Relief Band that got me through chemo. What is Relief Band? It's the number one FDA cleared anti-nausea wristband. It's been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with chemo, motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, and more. My daughter uses it on the boat. My wife uses it for migraines. Whether you need everyday relief or just occasional cure from nausea, their patented technology makes feeling sick a thing of the past. It's like the name says, Relief Band is legitimately a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea. As I said, I can tell you from firsthand experience, it works and it works fast. You just turn it on. I didn't even need to turn it up that high. If you want the band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. We got an exclusive offer just for Dan Bongino Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com, R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D, and use our promo code Bongino for 20% off plus free shipping. All right, Joseph, let's go.
It's showtime, brother.
So, yeah, it is. It is. Sorry, I didn't seem distracted, but Gee does this like warm up in the morning. So I've watched him. He gets up and does like this 5-minute yoga routine while I'm reading this stuff.
Yeah.
I started to emulate this and it works. Not the yoga stuff, but I've done some pre-motion stuff in the morning before he gets here. Yeah, it does work. It like juices your brain. Highly recommended. Some knee bends, air squats, shoulder circles, waist twists, you know, hip circles. It really works, seriously, in the morning when you get up. It does. It gets the blood going to my brain. I do like 10 air squats fast, too. Bang, 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 bang. So you're breathing a little bit. Really does work in the morning. So I stole that from him. This was hilarious. By the way, I bit my lip this morning, and it's like driving me insane. It's like, feels like a basketball. Possibly the best Biden soundbite ever. Bah, bah, bah. Did you see this yesterday? Biden saying no one F's with a Biden. You know what the F stands for, of course. Let me just say before I play the sound that the thing about this that makes me laugh is without going into like the whole background of me, the boxing and the jujitsu, no one, you know, again, really cares about that. I'll just tell you this. I've been around really, really tough guys and fighters my whole life. And I'm telling you, the toughest guys out there, they don't talk about it. It's not that they don't talk about it because they're trying to be like cryptic or mysterious, like a John J. Rambo type. It's just that they don't have to engage in the puffery. And everyone would laugh at them because when you're surrounded by a bunch of fighters all the time and you're boxing or doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu or mixed martial arts, everybody's a fighter. So talking about fighting is like, yeah, that's why we're here. Like, why are you talking? Just fight and shut up. This guy is always telling people how tough he is. And it says to me, doing some amateur hour psychoanalysis on him, that the guy with his history of plagiarism and puffery and lying about himself and his CV and his resume is that he has a very serious insecurity problem about who he is. Nobody S with a Biden here. Listen for yourself.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for coming down. We appreciate it.
By the way,
the
you raised some
No one.
Yeah,
goddamn
right.
And I can't argue with
you
outside the house.
That's exactly right.
And it's not Joe's fault on the audio. It was caught. That obviously wasn't meant to be public. There was probably a boom mic around. And he's talking to a gentleman down there in Florida. A guy says, hey, thanks for coming. Him and Ron DeSantis had a little meetup, went well, both cordial, which is the right thing to do in the middle of a tragedy. And, you know, you don't need to sit there and start beating the snot out of each other. Are they trying to get this hurricane thing fixed? The disaster that resulted from it. But nobody F's with a Biden. Everybody F's with a Biden. What are you talking about? Putin, Xi Jinping, Kim Jong-un just launched another missile the other day, effing with a Biden. What are you talking about? You got your son on tape smoking crack and doing sex tapes. You're giving his computer over to a computer store operator. I think a lot of prostitutes were effing with a Biden, if you know what I mean. By the way, same day, Biden says nobody F's with a Biden. The Saudis did a double efferooski. Now, the efferooski is bad enough, Joe. The double efferooski is extra special bad. So what happened? Yes, it gets worse. Covered this a little bit yesterday, but shockingly, the story got worse. By the way, Saudis are not our friends, okay? Don't mistake this for some kind of like, oh, look, they got... I take Team America over the Saudis. They're hurting a lot of people with this. But they're hurting a lot of people because Biden's weak. Wall Street Journal, the Saudis snubbed Biden again. You're like, yeah, Dan, you told us this story yesterday. I did. OPEC Plus, pretty much led by the Saudis, said, you know what? You guys need more oil. Gas prices are going up. We're going to do you a little favor, Joe. We're going to cut oil production by 1 million barrels a day. Double-barreled family friendly, 1 million barrels a day. So the Biden administration, apparently, as the Wall Street Journal article notes, behind the scenes was freaking the out. Calling the Saudis, begging them. See, it would have been handled totally differently with Trump. Trump would have been like, yeah, I think we're going to pull our military assets out of it. You guys are on your own. Good luck. Saudis would have been like, just kidding. Not Biden. Biden's a wuss. His team is full of wusses, and they do fist bumps over in Saudi Arabia, embarrassing in front of us, in front of the whole world. So that the Wall Street Journal notes, after all the begging and pleading and ass kissing, lips to the ass of the Saudis, they note the Saudis heard all this. And then they raise their production cuts by an additional 1 million barrels a day. Saudis don't seem to think risking relationships with the U.S. is all that big a deal. And they put friendly relations with Russia above their reputation in the U.S. They're laughing at us right now. They're laughing. They're not our friends. The Saudis have never been our friends. This is not like some regime that runs simpatico with the values of the United States. They're screwing us. But listen, you know, this is a country where I worship and respect free speech, and we're allowed to criticize our political leaders. I have zero doubt, and I say this in as objective a manner as possible. I don't want to see Biden lose this because you're getting hurt at the gas pump. But he is, because he's weak and pathetic. Catering to the Iranians, the Saudis' sworn enemies, to deliver them a nuclear program. It doesn't just end there. And believe me, a lot of people F with the Bidens. He's telling stories again, folks. Again, another sign of just profound insecurity by this guy, who feels like because his life is so empty and devoid of meaning, it is, that he's defined by his titles and he's defined by life events that never happen. In other words, it's not good enough for him to say, I support civil rights, because he feels in the sense of insecurity, no one's going to believe him because he's essentially an inauthentic human being. He has to lie and say, oh man, I got locked up by the police going to see Nelson Mandela in prison. That didn't happen. He did it again in the middle of a hurricane zone down here in Florida. He's given this speech and he regurgitates this exaggeration of a story that this small fire that happened in his house, which was contained to the kitchen, I'll show you in a minute, that this was some kind of big tragedy and he almost lost his whole house over it. Here, check this out.
I know from experience how much anxiety and fear and concern there are in the people. We didn't lose our whole home, but lightning struck and we lost an awful lot of it about 15 years ago.
You didn't lose an awful lot of it. You know, this is ordinarily petty stuff, and I wouldn't lead the show with it otherwise. But folks, the guy's the president of the United States, and he does this repeatedly. People around the world see this. They know the guy has this fundamental sense of insecurity. He never backs up with actual action. So what does he do? He lies, and he engages in chest puffing and bravado. The guy is all BS all the time.
Well, you lost everything in a fire. That would piss
me
off.
I actually did. I mean, burned to the, lost the dog too. I mean, the dog didn't make it. I lost everything. Like I've said before.
Yeah, you would know.
I came out of there, it sucks, with a pair of Doc Martin boots and a ripped pair of Gap jeans. That's all I had left. And my car, obviously, because my car wasn't there. Had a Ford Escort. And it does suck because, as I said, the people in the hurricane who suffered just massive devastation, you don't even realize what you lost until you go looking for it later. Like one day, for example, you're going to be like, oh, man, like, let me have my I support the current thing mug for coffee. Oh, that's gone. Lost that. That's what happened. Anybody who's lost anything knows that. So, again, forgive me, as Joe just accurately said, for not having any sympathy for this guy because he's lying. I'll prove it. New York Post article, Lee Brown from 2021. They note that that the time of the blaze in 2004, fire officials told the Associated Press that the lightning strike that hit Biden's home merely caused a small fire that was contained to the kitchen. Luckily, we got it pretty early, the fire chief said. He did not almost lose his house. He's just making it up. It's an insecurity issue. Accomplished people don't talk like this. The guy is all BS all the time. All right, now we got to get to some serious stuff. Moving on. The guy is a total con man, by the way. He's always been a con man. I warned you guys a while ago that the economic conditions were going to deteriorate. Now, how bad they're going to deteriorate is really, we'll see what happens in the midterms. If the Republicans take back both the House and the Senate in the midterms, there is a chance they can push Biden to the center, not because he wants to go to the center, but because he has to, i.e. like Bill Clinton after his first couple of years. Remember, it was Bill Clinton who gave the speech, the era of big government is over. He was a Democrat. Why did he give that speech? Because Gingrich and his Republican colleagues took back the Congress, and Clinton didn't have a choice. If he didn't center himself, he would have been SOL, hit out of luck, if you know what I mean. He would have gotten nothing done. He needed them. There's a chance if we take back the Congress, we can correct this stuff. But in order to correct it, we got to know what to correct and what's going wrong. The economy, as I predicted a few months ago, me and many, I'm not trying to be dramatic about it, folks. The signs were everywhere. It's not some special skill. All you had to do was read the data about the PPI and other things. Production price index, producer price index. Here, this is sent from a listener, Aaron. He's right. This is a really, really bad harbinger of what's to come. The Wall Street Journal, cargo ship owners are canceling sailings as global trade flips from backlogs to empty containers. Remember a few months ago, all the complaints at the ports of LA and elsewhere?
Yeah.
We can't get products in quick enough. Remember that, Joe? We can't get washing machines and sports equipments and treadmills and home supplies and wood. We just can't get the stuff in there. Well, what went from a backlog is now a bunch of empty containers. It's like, we don't need this stuff anymore. Why? Shipping rates have plunged 75% from a year ago, according to the Journal. The transportation industry is grappling with weaker demand as big retailers cancel orders with vendors and step up efforts to cut inventories. FedEx said it's canceling flights and parking planes because of a sharp drop. Nike said it's sitting on 65% more inventory in North America than a year earlier and resort to markdowns. Head on over to your outlet store soon. You're going to find a lot of stuff, folks. Going to be a lot of good deals coming up. Now, the good news is it may take a bit of a bite out of inflation. The bad news is these companies are going to start laying people off. Just saw a report pop right before we came on the air. Sadly, Peloton letting go of roughly 500 workers, 12% of its workforce. Folks, if you can't sell, there's always a good and a bad. The good news, heavy inventories means they're going to have to discount this stuff to get rid of it, meaning it may ebb inflation. The bad news, the companies are losing money on this stuff and are going to start laying people off. You're not going to have a job to buy any of it. That's kind of a problem. Now, this is a huge problem here because consumer spending is a huge part of our GDP. The formula for GDP, remember this, memorize it, is C plus G plus I plus X minus M. Consumer spending, government spending, investment, exports minus imports. Remember that. That formula is invaluable. Whether it's an accurate measure of GDP or not, we can argue for another day. Point I'm trying to make is if consumer spending is dropping, people aren't buying stuff like they used to because they don't have jobs. And then companies are forced to discount stuff massively because nobody's buying anything and they're sitting on warehouses full of stuff. Houston, we got a problem. A big one. I never say anything on the show if I can't back it up with data, okay? Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. I predicted around August. It took a little longer to hit, but you're seeing it now. Like I said, the good news is we've got an election coming up and the markets, remember, markets are projections. The stock values today are based on anticipated profits tomorrow. If the Republicans take back both houses, obviously we can get a more pro-business environment. I think we can see a change in some of this. So don't be totally dour, but we got to know what we can fix. Here's another one. Pop this morning, just the news, be in the newsletter. Bongino.com/newsletter if you want to sign up. It's free. Read this article. Under Biden, Americans see the most severe pay cut in 25 years. Folks, your nominal pay doesn't mean anything. You get the difference between nominal and real, right? Nominal is the number on your paycheck. The real value of your paycheck is what it actually buys. If your paycheck's $1 million and inflation is 22,000%, and $1 million doesn't buy you a biscuit in a store, it doesn't really matter what the nominal value of the paycheck is, right? It matters what the real value is. Real value is all that matters. What does your money really buy? That's how I always think of real versus nominal. Well, the Fed Bank of Dallas released new wage and price data, and it's not good news. No, it isn't, Armacost. So they find that the median decline in real wages is a little more than 8.5%. Taken together, these outcomes appear to be the most severe faced by employed workers over the past 25 years. You got a raise under Trump where median wages went up, especially at the bottom of the income scale. What do you mean? I thought they were all about the little guy, the Democrats. No, the Republicans did that. And now your salary buys less and less and less. Thanks to Biden. He's doing this. Remember those little stickers? I did that on the gas pumps. He did that too.
Yeah, don't F with Biden.
But you don't, definitely don't F with him. He's too busy effing with you. So yeah, he doesn't have time for you to F with him. That's true. Here, it's getting worse, folks. Again, we have a chance to course correct. We got to get up, dust off, and get back to action. We can save the country. We have a huge productive capacity here. But I'm not going to lie to you, we're getting towards kind of the event horizon. I'm not talking about the Lawrence Fishburne movie either. CNS News, another article in the newsletter today. I'm banging out these articles quick and fast. Federal tax collection set a record through August. You may be saying, wow, that's good news. Well, no, it's really not. I don't want the government sucking money out of the economy. But let's say, you know, Joe, get your head in the Democrat headspace for a second. If you're a Democrat, you're like, wow, that's great. We collected $4.4 trillion and the fiscal year isn't even over yet. That is a record, folks. A real record. And a nominal record. Get it? However, if you read the CNS News piece, you'll notice that even though we collected record revenue, $4.4 trillion in tax money fleeced from you, we magically still ran a deficit of $945 billion because the government spent $5.3 trillion. Now, you may be saying, if you're a Democrat, see, if I set you up there. Wow, what's such great news? We collected $4.4 trillion. You may be saying, well, we're running a deficit because we clearly have a taxing problem. We do. I just told you we set a record. Let me just show you to put in perspective how bad the government spending load of an impact, how severe of an impact it's having on your life. We're spending now $4.4 trillion. I want you to look at this chart from the University of California, Santa Barbara, UCSB. It's just government spending by years. It's under outlays. Receipts, obviously, is what we take into tax revenue. Do you realize if we just went back to 2008 levels of spending, even adjusted for a little bit of inflation, 2008 levels of spending were $2.98 trillion. We'd be running an over $1 trillion surplus. Adjusted for inflation, we'd be running even a little less of a $1 trillion surplus. 2008, Joe, remember the dark ages? Austerity? Who was president? Obama. You think that was austerity? Guy was spending every single dollar he'd get his hands on. Dan, you mean we're spending almost twice as much? Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. But keep telling us we got a taxing problem. Keep telling us. You realize how dumb you sound when you say that? We got a taxing problem. You have a math problem. You have a math problem. Biden and Obama effing with all of us. Let me get to my next sponsor. What? Oh, you like this? I know. That's a good point. Guy said, see, you go. You should be a co-host. Guy Joe said, speaking of math problems, wait till you read the next article. That's a great tease. You'll see what I'm talking about coming up next. Because the Democrats' agenda is suicide. This is, again, a continuation yesterday of head-on-the-desk stories. Well, why don't we just spend less money like we were spending in 2008? We've been running a surplus. Because they can't spend less money. Head, desk. The next story is going to blow your socks off, just how bad the Democrats' suicide agenda has gotten. Patriot Mobile, folks. Patriot Mobile. You want to know what the left's real plan for your kids is? Look at what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds over it. Patriot Mobile, they're America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they're a force for conservative values. It's because they take a portion of your bill and they fund conservative causes. Yes, they do that. And candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, here's the good part. You're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Dan. Special discounts are also available for vets and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and make a difference tomorrow. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan. PatriotMobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Thanks, Patriot Mobile. Great service. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. So Guy was right. Speaking of math problems that the Democrats seem to have, you know, we got a tax, but we need more taxes. We just raised record amounts of tax revenue. You're still almost $1 trillion in debt. Do you really think we're stupid? Their agenda is suicide. And not only is their agenda suicide, it's inherently racist. It is. Their big government spending thing that sucks money out of the private economy and that focuses government and education, healthcare, and the economy comes at the expense of the people who need help the most, as people at the lower end of the income scale. Why? People at the top end don't need government. They can just pay their way out of any problem. When government fails people in healthcare, education, and the economy, which it does every time because it's totally and completely incompetent, it's people at the lower end of the income scale that suffer. This is a shocking story. It's even in the headline. No, I mean shocking. Even I was stunned by the numbers, and I'm inherently a pessimist when it comes to libs. The state of Illinois got a report card on its education system. So the Journal wrote a piece about it called Illinois' Shocking Report Card. The land of Lincoln is failing its children and covering it up. Listen to these numbers. This is what you're paying. Over $10,000 plus, far more than that, per student in Illinois and the surrounding counties around Chicago. This is what you're paying to get. So 2019, they just got the numbers in. So keep in mind, folks, this is pre-COVID pandemic. So you can't blame this on COVID. Statewide in 2019, 36% of all Illinois third graders could read at grade level. 36%. That's an F. And by the way, the Journal notes, that's the good news. The number drops to 27% for Hispanic students and 22% for Black students. 2 out of 10 Black students can read at grade level in Illinois. You believe this crap? Billions of dollars flushed into the system and nobody can read. They go on. In certain public school systems, the numbers plummet to single digits. Listen to this crap. In Decatur, 2%. Two. Dan, you're reading that wrong. No, I'm not. In Decatur, 2% of Black third graders are reading at grade level and only 1% are doing math at grade level. 1 out of 100 students in Decatur can do math at grade level? One. What are the chances? Leave that up for a second. Do you know how bad your school system has to suck to produce 1 out of 100 people who can do math? Forget about above grade level. At grade level. The level of suck we're talking about renders people speechless, as the journal notes. We aren't often speechless, but the extent to which that performance is betraying a generation of school children is hard to put into words. Yeah, I'd say you're right about that. Keep voting for Democrats. The verdict is in. They really suck. They're bankrupting you. They're destroying your healthcare system, and your education system is a laughingstock. It is a joke, an embarrassment. Every teacher in this system involved in this who is not doing their job, the one teacher who produced math at grade level out of 100, the 1%, everyone else should be fired. Instantly fired. You're better off chancing it. I'm not kidding. You're better off bringing in my wife, who has no teaching experience at all. She's pretty smart. She'll read with the kids. I guarantee you her results will be better than yours. Too busy teaching them how to be racist. CRT training. Telling the boys they're girls. The girls are boys. Maybe teach them how to freaking read. Are you kidding? Teach them how to do math, man. Maybe that's why we can't balance our budget. And while all this is going on and a generation of kids' futures are just flushed down the toilet, 1 out of 100 at math level, at math grade level. While we're busy doing that, here's what the libs are. You think the libs would be argument for school choice to get these kids out of these failing schools? You'd be wrong. You'd think they'd be arguing about ways to kind of save money and allocate it towards programs that are effective. You'd be wrong. They want to pay off the loans of your rich friend Samuel's kid who's studying, 14th century women's studies. James Freeman notes that the Biden student loan scam for rich college kids' families, that some new research has come out. Today, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget reported that the Biden administration's $420 billion student debt cancellation, I thought it was free, and repayment pause plan will deliver the majority of the benefits to those in the top half of the income spectrum, according to estimates. So largely Black and Hispanic students in poor minority districts, 1 out of 100 can do math, 2 out of 100 can read at grade level, and you're busy spending $420 billion paying off a lot of rich kids a student loan debt. Sounds fair to me. Tolerance, Joe. Coexist. Just get a bumper sticker and you're okay. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah, that'll solve all our problems. Throw it on the back of your Toyota Prius.
Yeah, I've noticed like in Montgomery County, they're everywhere. Like, yeah.
They're right. They love those bumper stickers. Joe's right. You drive around Montgomery County, there's a coexist bumper sticker. I'd like to coexist with people who can read and do math. That's kind of something I'm concerned about. Not paying off Samuel's rich kid's student loan degree. Student loan from his degree. What else is the left busy up there? You know, there was another piece. I don't have it in here, but forgive me. I read another piece yesterday in the journal as well. Their op-eds lately been very good. And it was talking about how the left's obsession with climate change is suicidal. It's getting us killed. It's enabled Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine because we won't produce our own oil, so people suckle off the tea to Putin. We're looking at potential global thermonuclear war, and instead of rebuilding our military, we're building windmills. It's just ridiculous. They can't let go of this. They don't want anything but climate hysteria. Climate hysteria is a new communism. Here's a perfect example. Here's this guy, Michael Mann. Again, another climate alarmist, a notorious climate alarmist. Here he is on a television hit, talking again about how these storms are more intense and it's climate change and heating up the waters, despite the fact that the evidence is sparse at best on that. I'll show you the evidence in a second. We put it out the other day. But they're obsessed with this, not fixing kids' education, solving the public safety disaster in liberal cities, none of that. Here, listen.
It's actually worse than a new normal. A new normal makes it sound like, okay, we've arrived in this new situation. We just have to figure out how to deal with it. But this will all continue to get worse as we continue to warm up the planet through carbon pollution. It's a moving baseline, an ever-moving baseline of more intense storms, of storms that bring more flooding rains and more damage.
Okay, here we go again with the more intense storms. Notice they got away from the frequency line, that storms are more frequent. Did you notice that? Folks, I do this for a living. This is what I do. You all have real jobs. I don't. This is a fake job. A fake job. It's work, but it's not a job. I love it. I do it for free. Don't tell Westwood. I do it for free because I love what I do. I follow these people religiously. They used to claim climate change was causing more frequent storms. Well, what happened? People like me, Guy, Joe, producer Jim, and others started putting together shows and going on the air saying, well, here are the numbers. The storms are actually less frequent. So do you notice they changed their argument? Did you catch that? Believe me, everyone in the conservative talking headspace did. We did that. Don't tell us these shows don't matter. I'm not saying you'd say that, but they do. Now we're forcing them to flip their argument. Oh, no, storms are just more intense now. Yeah, but that's not what the data says either. I just read this for you the other day, another James Freeman piece in a journal, Hurricane Ian and Climate, where he notes that they have this measure that measures intensity. So in other words, folks, we can look at this with data. I wonder if Michael Mann has seen this. They have a figure called accumulated cyclone energy, known as ACE, measures the intensity of storms. So if Michael Mann is correct, you would think 2020 would be one of the busiest ever. I mean, they say they're getting more intense. But by the ACE measure, the journal notes, 2020 was extremely busy, but not even close to record-breaking. In fact, with a total ACE of 180 units, 2020 was only the 13th busiest season on record since 1878. So folks, again, you see how they contort the data? First, it was hurricanes are more frequent. Then when shows like this and other shows out there discredited and debunked that, and think tanks went out on the conservative side and said, you're lying. It's not true. Here are the numbers of storms. Here are the number of storms now. Did you notice they flipped their argument to yet another lie? So what's their response going to be next after we eviscerate their intensity narrative, which is false too? And we will. They're going to change it to another tactic, and they are already. And this one is even more dangerous. I'll tell you what I mean coming up after the break. This is important. Let me get to my my next sponsor. It is, the box is out again. Magic Spoon. Why am I using this ripped open, torn open box? Because my kids love Magic Spoon. So do me and my wife. So every time we get a box, we tear it open. So I thought this would be a good example of what you'll do when you get Magic Spoon cereal because it's delicious. It's cereal. It's good for you. And it doesn't have to suck. It just needs a little magic. It's time to try Magic Spoon cereal. The cereal, it tastes good and good for you. Magic Spoon's replicated your favorite childhood cereals to taste good and be good for you. Each serving contains 0 grams of sugar, over 13 grams of protein, and less than 5 net grams of carbs, but a whole lot of deliciousness. It's low-carb, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and only 140 calories a serving. You can build your own custom bundle of cereal with flavors like cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry muffin, maple waffle, honey nut, cookies and cream, and cinnamon roll. A lot of people ask me how I lost a lot of weight. This was my craving. This is how I satisfied my sweet tooth, Magic Spoon. Go to magicspoon.com/Bongino. Grab a custom bundle of cereal. Be sure to use our promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, at checkout to save $5 off your order. Nice savings. And Magic Spoon's so confident in their product, it's back with a 100% happiness guarantee. You don't like it for any reason? No problem. They'll refund your money, no questions asked. You'll love it. Get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal. Hit that maple waffle. Go to magicspoon.com/Bongino, magicspoon.com/Bongino, and use code Bongino to save $5 off. Thanks, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. We appreciate it. So, folks, I'm all about the data. I'm not stupid, okay? If there was good, conclusive, fact, data-based evidence that the warming of the globe due to greenhouse gases was causing massive increases in deadly hurricanes. I live in Florida. Guy, are we on the coast? Can you vouch for me? You can literally see the coast, right, Guy? Actually, like out the window. You can see it. I don't want to die. Joe, what's the golden rule of the Dan Bongino show? Don't get dead.
Don't get dead, brother.
Don't get dead. So I don't want to get dead. So if I believe that, I'd be like, hey, man, we got a serious problem. And as a Christian believes in Jesus Christ, they gave us the earth and the animals, and we should be responsible and moral and ethical, and we can be. But we also have to survive. And it requires us to use resources God gave us. And from those resources, unfortunately, comes some pollution, no matter what. You burn wood, you're going to get soot. You burn coal, you're going to get soot. You burn nuclear, you get nuclear waste. There's no way around that. You can die or produce waste. The question is, how do we do it efficiently and constantly get better over time? The left is just crazy. Crazy. Move to a clean energy future. It doesn't exist. So because they can't produce data showing anything they're telling you is true, storms are more intense, storms are more frequent, here's what they go to next. The climate change censorship campaign. It's already begun, folks. Wall Street Journal. This is, by the way, and I'll get to this in a minute, why they are so panicked about Elon taking over Twitter. They've got Twitter just seconds away from shutting down anyone who discusses the actual global warming, global cooling, climate change science. If you discuss the real data like I just did, and you don't get into the hysteria like Michael Mann and Al Gore, you are going to be banned from Twitter. This is why they're freaked out. The Journal covers this now. So apparently a group of folks out there from these environmental groups are now pushing Silicon Valley to, quote, commit to including climate disinformation as a separately acknowledged category in its reporting and content moderation policies in and outside of the EU. Let me translate that for you. You dare speak up about climate change and tell people the truth, you're going to get banned. This is why they're so pissed off about Elon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know and I know, anyone pushing to censure an alternative idea rather than air it out in the public like I do on my Fox show, we have a segment called The Rebuttal where we bring Democrats on. We are so confident our ideas are better, we air them in front of the whole country. We have a lot of viewers on that show. Do you notice the left can't do the same? Their impulse every single time is to shut you up and not allow you to speak because their ideas are bull. That's why. They're just making this stuff up. It's just BS. They can't stop. It's why people like Fauci and others that just fell in love with the idea of censorship on Twitter. Remember our non-esteemed Surgeon General under the Biden administration? Publicly calling for people to censor information on the vaccine that turned out to be right and about masks. They need to censor you. By the way, on the Fauci thing, here's a video of Fauci. You know, they got busted. The government, the Biden administration, giving $600,000 to EcoHealth Alliance. EcoHealth. Isn't EcoHealth? Isn't that the entity that worked with the Wuhan lab? Yes, it is. Why would we want to give them more money? That didn't work out well. We had the whole COVID pandemic. Fauci and them can never admit a mistake. It's why they need to censor you and we hear this stuff. Here, he's asked about the funding for EcoHealth. Listen, he can't just say, he's like, people don't want it because they don't like EcoHealth. I don't like them. I don't know them. I've never met anybody from EcoHealth. I don't like the idea of another global pandemic. Call me crazy. Check this out.
Is it too early to go back to funding EcoHealth?
Well, EcoHealth has grants that have nothing to do with what we're talking about, that are looking at surveillance in different countries. And when they put a grant in and there are administrative issues related to another grant, not the grants that are getting ready to be funded, and the administrative structure of the NIH, which is fundamentally an NIH central, gives a list of administrative things they need to address, and they adequately address it, there is really no mechanism to say arbitrarily, we can't fund you, even though you've been peer-reviewed and highly recommended for funding, because someone doesn't like you. I mean, if they ever brought that in court, they could sue us and win that in a microsecond.
Did you catch it, folks? Arbitrarily? We can't arbitrarily pull the grant. Arbitrarily? There are very serious allegations out there alleging that these people were involved with the Wuhan lab in creating a possible super virus known as COVID-19 that killed millions of people. I mean, arbitrarily? This is why these people need to shut you up all the time. Because they can't have you exposing them. This is why the climate people and the vax people are the same group of people. You get the vax no matter what. Put your mask on. Do those things actually work? Maybe we can argue that out on Twitter. No, you're not going to argue it out. Shut you down. This is a beautiful, elegant consequence, by the way, of Elon Musk taking over Twitter. I'm hoping that deal happens pretty soon. So here was CNBC yesterday. Here's a guy named Dan Nathan. A guy obviously sounds like a crazy person here. Here he is on CNBC talking about how if Elon buys Twitter and actually allows people to speak on there like Donald Trump, he's out of there. To which I say, yes, goodbye, Dan Nathan. Never heard of you before. Hope to never hear of you again. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Here, listen for yourself.
I think the service probably gets worse before it gets better. I don't know how they monetize it better if they're going to be losing users, which I suspect they will, especially if they're going to bring like MAGAtown back to the thing. So to me, I don't know. I mean, you guys are snickering, but that's a real issue here.
Well, I mean, the idea of less censorship is clearly one of his principles.
Yeah. Well, you're wearing your Twitter jacket today, so you seem on board.
It's a coincidence, by the way. So let's say they reinstate Donald Trump onto Twitter.
Yeah.
Would you leave the service?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't need to be there for that. I'm not on Truth Social for a reason. And no one other than like QAnon MAGA conspiracy.
You don't have to follow him at all. You don't have to see anything about Donald Trump or from Donald Trump on Twitter. And that is the beauty of Twitter.
I love that video. Nobody cares about Dan Nathan, whoever he is, leaving Twitter. I don't really care. Goodbye. I never heard of you anyway. Goodbye. But here's the thing. And I'm not knocking this guy. I mean, I don't know who he is, Dan Nathan. But here's the thing, Joe. I don't know Dan Nathan because I don't follow Dan Nathan. And I'm not interested in what he has to say. Yeah. I'm only interested in what he has to say in the context of this show because he's talking about a platform. Now, I say that for a reason. The first time I heard of him was yesterday on Twitter because I don't follow him. So if Dan Nathan doesn't want to hear what Donald Trump has to say on Twitter, Joe, here's a trick. Just don't follow him. There's actually a mute feature where you can mute words. I don't know if Dan Nathan's not tech savvy. You can go in and mute Trump and you won't see anything from Donald Trump again. I just want you to understand, folks, you're on the right side of history here. We, especially at Rumble, where I'm an equity investor and a big one, we actually welcome liberals on the platform. We've got them there. They're coming over in droves. Why do we welcome liberals? Because we worship free speech. Argue it out. Put your liberal stuff over there. I'll put my conservative stuff. People listen, we'll fight it out. Do you notice the liberals cannot do the same? Because their ideas suck. If your ideas were right, you'd be willing to fight for them. Because you believe in them. But you don't, because you're big fakes and phonies. I'll show you what I mean, a political article, what they're really terrified about. Coming up in a second to our last sponsor first, helixsleep.com/Dan, Helix Sleep. Helix mattresses are the best in the business. When you get your Helix mattress, you'll be obsessed with it. It's so quick and fun to unbox. You're going to love it. You won't believe how well you'll sleep, waking up feeling rested and refreshed. Helix Sleep is a quick quiz. It matches your body type and sleep preferences. The perfect mattress for you. Everyone's unique. Helix knows that. They have several different mattress models to choose from, and the mattresses come right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever have to go to a mattress store again. Just go to helixsleep.com/Dan. That's H-E-L-I-X. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. I have the Midnight Lux Helix mattress. Never slept better. 2 hours and 37 minutes of deep sleep last night. Woke up feeling good. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. For a limited time, Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for listeners to this program. It's your best offer yet. So hurry on over to helixsleep.com/Dan. So Politico has this piece, and this is what they're really terrified about. The vaccine hysterics, the mask hysterics, the climate change hysterics. They're terrified about Elon buying Twitter, and they note that there's 3 reasons they're freaking out. The first one is Trump getting back on, which we just discussed, so that's why you don't see that. The second is misinformation and hate speech, Joe. Now, the liberals are worried about misinformation, what? Like the PP hoax? Misinformation about Spygate? What? Misinformation about Russian bounties on troops? What? Misinformation about Donald Trump's Russia dealings? No, not that misinformation. What do they mean by misinformation? They mean any conservative idea they don't like. So they're just outing themselves now. We're worried about misinformation and hate speech poisoning the platform. And notice who makes this comment. You guys see this? You guys check this out. This is the guy they go to for a comment. They say, listen, content moderation is a big problem. said Mark Jablonowski. He runs an ad firm supporting Democrat candidates. Totally unbiased guy right there to go to for a good job, Politico. Rebecca Kern, good journalism there. Here's the other, the third thing they're worried about, Trump misinformation. And they're worried about an exodus of politicians? Let me tell you something, folks. The best day of Twitter's life is when the politicians and the media people get the hell off of Twitter and make it fun again. Nobody gives a damn on the business side about an exodus of politicians. We'll see you all on True Social. You'll be over. We're actually welcome people, by the way. It's good job, Rebecca Kurt. Very, very unbiased journalism there. Hey, I have to finish up today with a couple of stories. It's important. So I told you the narrative, the chosen narrative du jour on DeSantis was going to be the botched evacuation narrative. Lee County should have evacuated. People died, despite the fact that no prediction 72 hours out was showing landfall in Lee County. So why you'd evacuate a county where the storm wasn't supposed to make a direct hit is bizarre. It doesn't matter, however. They just really want to pin this on DeSantis. Here, Playbook and Politico are freaked out. They're freaked out now because Biden, as I said in the beginning of the show when he made those ridiculous comments, he met up with DeSantis yesterday in Florida. Again, a cordial visit outside of Biden's stupid comments that nobody asked with him, right? Otherwise, cordial visit. And Biden was profuse, quote, this is from Politico. Who, they don't like this at all, Joe. Biden was profuse in his praise for DeSantis during his remarks after a Wednesday briefing on the storm. And Politico and them, they're really upset. They're putting a piece. This likely insulates DeSantis from critics who suggested the governor didn't do enough to warn residents. You see how, guys, ladies, they are married to this evacuation narrative, despite the fact that, like fetch, it is not happening. Nobody believes it because it's fake. Biden didn't evacuate people. FEMA didn't call for evacuations. Lee County didn't. DeSantis did it because the storm was not supposed to directly hit there. They cannot let this thing go, man. It's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. This is their concern. In other words, they can't report on Biden's praise of DeSantis. Biden, their guy, without noting, hey, man, this is unfortunate because the politics may work against us here. By the way, I'm sorry, there's no audio to this. It's not Joe's fault. And I always hesitate to put this in. I know we got a lot of audio-only listeners, but I'll just VO it, voice over it. It's brief. But just to show you what a terrific job DeSantis is doing. Perfect? No, I think they'd acknowledge that. Is a massive tragedy down here. Folks, we lost upwards of now, I believe, 107 people, and it may be more. This was a huge tragedy. Mistakes were made. But I'm telling you, given the scale of the tragedy, DeSantis, Lee County, and Collier are doing the best they can right now to dig out from this mess. Here's hard evidence right now of something you're not going to see under poor leadership. I'm not telling you a Democrat couldn't do this. I'm just telling you a poor leader would never get this done. If you know Pine Island on the west coast of Florida, the causeway and bridge there to Sanibel and Pine Island were wiped out. Here's video of the bridge from just 3 days later. Check this out. Notice, you'll see a bridge there. You see it on camera? That bridge wasn't there 3 days ago. It was gone. 3 days. Now, I know the Democrats will be like, should have been two. If it was Biden, it'd be 300 days, if not 300 years. He's doing the best he can, folks. He's doing the best he can. All right, last story of the day. Remember this from Larry Fink? I'm not going to let BlackRock go. BlackRock is one of the world's largest financial institutions. They hold trillions of dollars in assets. It is run by a deranged leftist who claims he wants to force companies into lefty-type, anti-capitalist, anti-free market, anti-prosperity behaviors. Larry Fink runs BlackRock. They are one of the most dangerous companies, I believe, in America. You should not be investing your money with them. State pensions need to pull out. This is a very dangerous company. Here's the CEO of BlackRock, a devout leftist, talking about what they're doing to forcing behaviors. Remember this?
Well, behaviors are going to have to change. And this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors. And at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
You are forcing behaviors. We get that. But see, we can force behaviors too. That works both ways. Here's a Red State article by Bob Hogue. Louisiana, good job, Louisiana. Well done. Nice work there. Pulls $794 million, nearly $1 billion from BlackRock to protest its radical environmental policies. BlackRock wants to starve us of energy, to send us back to the caveman stone ages. But Louisiana relies on oil. We're in the Gulf there. We can fight back too. Like I told you, folks, we can change this. I'm really convinced we're about to hit the bottom and do a quick rebound. Going to take a little bit of work, but don't be all down. We got an election coming up. Sorry to bother you about it again, but there's what, 33 days left? I always look at the cookie on Fox. They have a little cookie in the corner. 33 days. You got 33 days to vote. If you're not registered, get in there now. Take 10 people with you. Do not let Biden get away with this for two more years. It'll be a disaster. Please. All right. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Sorry about if there was a little noise that came over. They're building a little closet, a small one, but there was, if you heard that drilling, that's not Guy or Joe's fault. That's, I should have told them not to. We shut it down about 5 minutes in, so my apologies. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Rumble. It is free. We just got the numbers, by the way, right here. And we are, just came out, did you see this, Guy, on PodTrack? We are 11 in the country. 11. We're beating huge podcasts like Serial, This American Life, with million, multi-million dollar budgets. We're beating them because of you. The subscriptions help us do that. They are free. Apple, Spotify, rumble.com/Bongino. Please follow us, subscribe on all three. We really appreciate it. And questions for tomorrow. If you'd like to submit a question, the post is up. Go to my Locals account, download the Locals app. I'm at DBongino. It says questions for tomorrow's podcast. Submit yours. And True Social, it's at DBongino. It says questions for tomorrow's podcast or radio show. See you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.